It's a Saturday morning here on CCO when we have a little bit of a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this bright morning?
Well, it is bright, but it is a little chilly. What we call fresh. It's a fresh. Let's go with fresh.
Fresh and crisp.
Yes. But it is a little chilly. What we call fresh. It's a fresh. Let's go with fresh.
Fresh and crisp.
Yes. Well, what are we going to be talking about in this fresh
morning? That's what I was going to talk about today. You know, spring in Minnesota is totally unpredictable. But your taste buds in spring go to lighter things, more aromatic. The nose is important, etc. You know, I think of walking in Washington, D.C. with the cherry blossoms, which incidentally are bloom right now. So we're a little slow, as usual, with springtime. But we can be more up to snuff if we look at springtime change in wines. In the springtime, I think your buds crave light and simple. We've had a long, tough winter, and winter usually brings hearty foods and hearty wines, etc. But springtime is just the opposite. You want light, easy to enjoy, simple wine. And you can get those both in red, white, rosé, and even sparkling. A simple, light wine that is very appealing at this time of year. Whites, for example, you want to embrace the acidity because acidity enhances the crispness quality in dry white wines. And you want a dry one to have that good acidity. Such wines as Albarino, Sauvignon Blanc, Unoaked Chardonnay, Pinot Gris, all are good examples of those high acidity, crisp white wines that make everything so delicious. Now, another one that's my favorite is Chablis. Everybody talks about Unoaked Chardonnay, but Chablis truly is, of course, the forerunner of Unoaked Chardonnay, because very, very few Chablis, less than 5%, ever see any wood at all. And Chablis has a crispness. There's none of that butter finish. There's good minerality, nice acidity, a lovely nose. You know, they say Chablis just cries for oysters, and I couldn't agree more. If you're going to have some raw oysters, there isn't a better wine in the world than a good Chablis. And you don't have to break the bank to have a good Chablis. If you stick to regular Chablis or even Petit Chablis, they're very, very affordable. If you get into the Premier Cru and the Grand Cru, which is bigger Chablis, and they aren't that good at this time of year because they're not light and acidic enough, but those are big, desirable wines. That's what makes Chablis great. But at this time of year, we sing the praises of just regular tout court or village Chablis. It goes perfectly with, say, charcuterie or any kind of sausages. That un-oaked flavor and that good acidity comes through all the time on Chablis. Not to be missed. Rosé. You know, rosé is so versatile. It really, to me anyway, is a year-round wine. Most people drink it in the summer, but it pairs so well with seasonal foods, particularly at this time of year. Most rosés you want at this time of year, you want a light one. And it'll have berries on the nose, good flowery aroma, even a little citrus in those kind of rosés. They make wonderful wines at this time of year. And the variety of regions and grapes that produce rosé is just awesome. In my opinion, if you really want to try, look for a lighter color rosé because generally they're a little bit lighter in flavor and go well with springtime foods. For example, Syrah and Mourvèdre would not be real good rosés to have this time of year. You want a little lighter in color, and those rosés, a good Provence rosé would be perfect at this time of year. You got those wonderful berries on the nose and that good acidity. It makes for a wonderful, wonderful drink at this time of year. And, of course, the variety of regions and grapes that produce rosé is just almost mind-bending. Every place in the world produces some rosé wine if they produce wine. And generally, most of them are pretty good. However, at this time of year, like I say, you want to stick with the light rosés. Sparkling wine. Sparkling wines really aren't just for celebration. They're really good food wines. They're crisp acidity. Their clean flavor, that softness that's brought on by the effervescence, it makes sparkling wines go perfectly with any kind of fruit or greens. And there's affordable sparkling wines, too. Let's not forget that. Real champagne is always going to be expensive, and it's a special wine, and maybe even warrants this expense. But there's a lot of affordable sparkling wines. One of my favorite is Cremant of Boyu that's made in Burgundy, and it's made by the Champenoise method. In other words, it's made in the Champagne style, but it's not from Champagne. And it's a very good sparkling wine, and it's usually about half the price of a good Champagne. And the name is Boyo, B-O-U-I-L-L-O-T, and it makes a wonderful sparkling wine. The other wines that are inexpensive are Cavas from Spain. Good wines, generally very modestly priced, work just fine for sparkling wines if you're going to have something light like a salad. And as I've told many people, if you want to try an interesting experience, just take a salty potato chip and then take a sip of sparkling wine. The marriage was made in heaven. So it goes way, way up, in my opinion, for a springtime wine. Rosés. Don't give up rosés just because the season is changing. Maybe change a little bit. Skip the Cabernet and Syrah and the heavy-bodied red wines and go for medium-bodied white wine, medium-bodied red wine with light acidity. Tempranillo from Spain, Grenache from Italy or France, Pinot Noir from Oregon or California, Sangiovese from Italy. Just wonderful, wonderful light red wines that are very, very good. And light red wines should be chilled slightly. It makes them more appealing at this time of year, in my opinion, is to have a little coolness on that. Now, when I say cool, I'd say put that red wine in the refrigerator for about 20 minutes. And that's another problem we have. We serve at this time of year, in my opinion, maybe all year round. Whites and rosés are entirely too cold all the time. And reds are generally too warm. So they marry better with food when they're not over-chilled. And they're more enjoyable. They release all their flavor. As I've said many times on this show, if indeed you have some wine you're skeptical of or don't quite like as much anymore, get it as cold as you can and then serve it, and everybody will just think it's fine, because when it's that cold, you can't tell much about the wine anyway. But don't have that white wine too cold. The perfect temperature for white wine is about 45 to 48 degrees, and the same thing with red is about 65 to 68 degrees. And while you don't need a thermometer to check that, a white wine put in an ice bucket with water in the ice bucket, enough to submerge the bottle, 15 minutes is about perfect, and the wine will come out just the right temperature. You want to do it with a red wine, about 6 or 7 minutes in the same immersion of ice and water, because when you put it in ice alone, the only thing that gets cold is the very bottom of the bottle. And you need that water to transfer the coldness from the bath to the wine. So always fill that ice bucket up with water and then plunge the bottle in right up until the neck. Now let's talk about some wines for springtime that are really good. Sauvignon Blanc, marvelous wine at this time of year. Sauvignon Blancs from the southern hemisphere, Chile, New Zealand, Australia, have a nose of green peppers. Our Sauvignon Blancs from the northern hemisphere aren't quite that peppery in the nose, but they're just as desirable. Grilled chicken is just perfect, in my opinion, with the Sauvignon Blanc. A really good one is Silver Beach from New Zealand. Very modestly priced, but a marvelous bottle of wine. Another white varietal that's often overlooked is Grüner Veltner. It's from Austria. It's got a sweet, peppery nose. It's a little sassy in the taste buds. It's crisp with high acidity. It goes perfectly with anything you're going to serve a citrus dressing upon. It's the best Austrian white wine, and it really is often overlooked. It's good with Asian cuisine and spicy foods, too. That's Grüner Veltner, V-E-L-T-N-E-R, a delightful wine from Austria. Let's not forget Albarino from Spain. Albarino is Spain's number one white wine. It's great with fish and spicy food. It's usually citrusy, florally, and comes from an area of Spain known as Galicia. Galicia is this part of Spain that is over Portugal and runs between Portugal and France to the Atlantic Ocean. It's a great deal, believe it or not, like Ireland. It's a big fishing area in Galicia, and they go to the banks in outside of Boston to fish for cod and have for hundreds of years, and the Albarino wine goes perfectly with any cod dish, including Swedish cod. At Albarino, it's Spain's number one white wine, and a good wine to have in your repertoire. It doesn't break the bank, and it really is delicious. Now, we've already talked about Chablis. There's one from Vino, V-I-E-N-O-T. It's minerally salty. It's great Chardonnay, and it's un-oaked Chardonnay. It's good Chablis. As I said earlier, it cries for oysters, but isn't too bad with, say, a cream chicken, even something like chicken pot pie, which you might have at this time of year. Let's not forget Riesling from Germany. Dr. Tanisch makes a dry Riesling, and, of course, he's better known for Bernkasteler Doctor. You get peaches and pears in the nose. It's absolutely sumptuous with smoked meat and not bad with Oriental food. And there's another Riesling from Washington State, Snowline Riesling from Washington. It, too, is perfect with smoked meats. So let's not overlook that Riesling at this time of year. The wonderful floral nose of all those Rieslings is just terrific. Another wine from Alsace is Gewürztraminer. That is the most aromatic white wine I think that I've ever tasted. And it is very, very good with Thai food. Let's not forget Italy, Proseccos. We talked about sparkling wines but didn't mention Proseccos. Proseccos are wonderful with fruit. And if you want to try something interesting, freeze a strawberry or freeze some raspberries, even freeze some slices of peach. Drop them into the Prosecco, and boy, it is just delicious. And then when you eat that frozen raspberry or strawberry or slice of peach, you're going to see how wonderful Prosecco can really be. A good one is Natalie Berga. And try the Rosé Prosecco. That's kind of new in the last several years, and it is absolutely delicious. Let's not forget Battistiolo's Moscato di Asti. It is a wonderful wine. It's a Moscato, has a very distinct nose to it. And this would be better with sweeter items. For red wines, Hitch's Pinot Noir has rose petals in the nose. It's a great good cold climate Pinot Noir. Serve it with duck breast or grilled salmon. Oh, grilled salmon on the grill with that Hitch Pinot Noir. You'd think you died and went to heaven. Another good one is Beaujolais. We have one, Morgon, which is a cru of Beaujolais. That means it's named after a community there. And it is a marvelous bottle of wine. It berries and cherries on the nose. It's a great Beaujolais. It's good with charcuterie. Great picnic wine. Perfect with pâté and cheeses. Well, I think you get the idea. The list goes on and on. You could try Pinot Gris from Oregon. Viognier from Chateau Laforge, served with shrimp toast or smoked fish, is absolutely delicious. And one of my favorite wines for springtime is Latour Legault. It's a white Bordeaux, which is Semillon Sauvignon Blanc, and it's the second or third label of Chateau Carbonneau, which is one of the great white wines of Bordeaux. So you can see, you got a lot of stuff to try for springtime, and let's try all these different wines. It'll make our Minnesota springs seem so much better.
And find all the good stuff you've talked about at any Haskell's location.
That's right. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine with whatever you're preparing. And best of all, they'll pair a wine that won't break the bank. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, Maple Grove, Super Pairing. And best of all, they'll pair a wine that won't break the bank. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, Maple Grove Super Cellar. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Very good, Jack. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Denny.